Masiv Rachisa. So you all learned this kasha. Who's the kasha on? Masiv Rachisa is on the Mandiyama that holds what? The one who says us. The one who says it's us the libal. The woman, it's not Shayach. Killer Masiv. Rachisa is asking on the one who says it's us to be Baal. But we had eight possibilities of what he holds. It's funny to ask the kasha on somebody. We had two lashonos for possibilities in his lashon of what he holds. So before we learn Masiv Rav Chisda, we have to understand who we're asking. We're asking the person that asked it. Why did he ask it? So the small taisis, la'olam, is very crucial to being able to talk about the next Gemara. We can't talk about it until we see taisis, la'olam, Rav Kriviu, this sphere of life, that holds its answer. The Shmuel, Rav holds this mitzvah. The Shmuel, Lami, Shmuel, this also, Yikud Shnuyei, Vayel Kir Shem Yisrael. He really holds Davashen of Iskavin is. Davashen of Iskavin really would be Mutter. Vayel Kir Shem Yisrael. He really holds Davashen of Iskavin is Mutter. Lahach Lisha Dahmer Damif Kit Pocket, Zatosis Lepesach Lutzar. Lahach Lisha Dahmer Chabari Mechber Ladam Lutzar. We're going now that they hold this also because you're a Machavin. And to be a Rishai. Why is it Aser? Because either the Pesach Utsarech, and he's a Iver on Baina, or the second Lashon Adam Utsarech, and he's Iver on Chaburei Mechba. So we're going now, Masiv Rav Chisda, what we're going to talk about is the Aser, that the Aser Aser is because we assume the Baal is Mechavim for Dam, or the Baal is Mechavim for a Pesach. Okay, so let's see now the Kasha. Masiv Rav Chisda. You have a girl who's too young. She's not yet the age where she normally would get a period, where she would bleed. Venisis, now she gets married. First, you have to remember, we paskin that Dam Besulim itself is metame a woman. If a woman bleeds, Dam Besulim, she's Tamei. However, that's what we call Mishnah Achrayna. That's a later Takana in the time of the Amoraim. In the time of the Mishnayis, of the Tanoim, the minhag was that Dam Besulim is Tar. That Dam Besulim is not Matam. So we're going out, Dam Besulim is Tar. So a woman gets married. She bleeds. How do you know it's Dam Besulim? Maybe it's Dam Nida. The same thing, the Dam is Dam. So if Shammai says she gets 4 nights, then we assume it's Dam Besulim. He still says that Shetichya Maka, that there's no number, it has to be until the Maka heals. That's if why he gives man. If he gives man all the rest, then this is. Shammai Amin Nesna Lala Rishai. Shammai says the first night, no matter how many beers there are the first night we assume it's Dam Besulim. But already the second night, we chayshish Dam Nida. You get 4 nights. Now the whole focus is on Rabbi Sula's Lashon. What's Ad Motzai Shabbos? So the Gemara says, "My lab, di loy boil, masi boil, atzibu b'Shabbos." What does that mean? My lab, di loy boil. What does it mean, loy boil? So Rashi says, "Loy boil, di loy gemura." What does that mean? It means he did do a bia. He did a beer the first night. He got married Wednesday night. So Wednesday night he was bail. Thursday night he was bail. And now Friday night he's being bail too. So must be talking to Eli Bail. So Eli Bail means he didn't do a beer gemura. Must he bail for the Shabbos? So it's fair. We see that what? We see that it's mutter to be bail on Shabbos. So Tshver on Shmuel who said it's Aser. You see over here you're allowed to be Bayo on Shabbos. For 1 second. Why is it Aser? Why did Shmuel hold it's Aser to be Bayo? Because L'Pesach Utsarach L'Dam Utsarach. Why do we say it's L'Dam Utsarach? Why does he want the Dam? Why does he want the Dam? L'Dam Utsarach, why does he want it should be Dam? So Tysus said, why does he want Dam? So one shot in Tysus was Lirais and he's a Psuma. So he wants to know if she's a Psuma or not. So does this kasha make sense? If we go, that was the reason, Shad, that the reason he wants Dam in the first Biyah is to see if she's a psula. But then the Tam said it's Shalai Yislach Lechamachet. Like the reason that he wants Dam is to see if she's a psula. So his Bailo Wednesday night, it was Dam, but it wasn't a Biyah Gemur. His Bailo Thursday night, it was Dam, but he didn't fit, he didn't do a complete Biyah. So on Shabbos, it's Mutter. So Shver and Shmuel, we see it's Mutter on Shabbos. Is that Shver? Is it Shver? Is the Har Pashta Teres? Huh? We saw she's a Psula and the Biyah Rishayna. So when did Shmuel say Biyah is also the very first Biyah? Because the very first Biyah is to see Dam Besulin. So that's also on Shabbos. For the third Biyah. So of course the third Biyah you could do on Shabbos because it's not the Dam Utsarach. He doesn't need the Dam. The Beis Yaakov, he has this kasha. It's a very short kasha. If you learn like to read, what's Pshat in this Gemara? What's going on with the Gemara? My Lord Yabasimo, we see after the Shabbos it's Mutter. Of course it's Mutter. Well, it's only Yasa because the Dam Utsarach. Which means, L'Reisim Hibesula. So that's only after the first Biyah. If it's the third Biyah, of course it's Mutter. What about Le Rabbeinu Tam? Is it good Le Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam said, why does he need the Dam? So Rabbeinu Tam said, Sarach, why does he dam? Shalai Yislach Lech Pa Machetz. He wants to get all the blood out, so next time he's Shalai Yislach Lech. So he's Lechavim for that. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it makes sense. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's good. That even the third Biyah on Shabbos, he wants to get all the Dam out, Shalai Yislach Lech Pa Machetz. Like Rabbeinu Tam, it makes sense. But according to the Re, this Gemara of the Chayyim doesn't make sense. What's the Kasha? Of course, the third Biyah is there. So the Beis Yaakov says that the Re will have to learn like the Ritva. The Ritva teaches the Eloi Baal Masi Baal means Loi Baal Klal. Not like Rashi. He teaches my love the Eloi Baal means the Loi Baal Klal Masi Baal. You can do the first Biyah for the Bishah. So if he didn't do a Biyah at all, then it makes sense. But Dam Utsar, he wants to see if she's a Psula. So that would make sense like the Reish. Rashi learns the Eloi Baal means he didn't do a Biyah Gemura. So Rashi will have to like Rabbeinu Tam. That the reason he wants to Dam is Shalai Yislach Lech Pa Machetz. Follow? There are two Pshatim in the Gemara, and they're totally in the two Pshatim in Taisa. You can learn my lab the Eloi Baal means Eloi Baal Klau, like the Ritva. You can learn it means Eloi Baal be a Gemurah, like Rashi. So if you learn the purpose of Dam Shalai Yislach Lech Pa Machetz, then Rashi makes sense. Even the third Biyah is L'dam Mitzara. But if you learn that Shalai Yislach Lech Pa Machetz, if you learn the rest of Mi Besula, then the Rashi Shita doesn't make sense. You have to go into Ritva. If the whole purpose of the Dam is to see if she's a Besula, we must be talking about Biyah Rishayna. Why didn't Rashi learn like the Ritva? You like Baal means no Biyah at all. Isn't that Pashup Shat in the Gemara? When you read the Gemara, my life, you like Baal, must be Baal, what does like Baal mean? Anybody? Why didn't Rashi learn? My life, you like Baal, you do a Biyah at all, must be Baal. Therefore, you're right. Just therefore, you follow. You have everybody have how the push pshat in the Gemara is like Rashi. My love, the Eloi Baal, Matzi Baal. The Ritva means if you didn't do any Biyah, you could do it first on Shabbos. Do you see that from this Mishnah? It's Eloimrim, Ashtichi and Arba Leilais. I'm going to say Shabbos Arba Leilais. Who says he says it means you could do the first Biyah on Shabbos? As far as Pshat wise, it's Eloimrim, I'd like to say Shabbos Arba Leilais. What should it mean? You give him four straight nights. Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. Who says it means the first Biyah could be Friday night? Maybe it means that you're Baal Wednesday and Thursday, you could be Baal again on Friday. Rashi learns in Achinami, it means Wednesday, Thursday, and again Friday. I, why is there dam? If he did two good beers, why would there be dam? Because he didn't do a beer gevurah, so there's still some dam left in her. Rashi pshat is much more class in pshat in the Gemara. The Mishnah, this Mishnah, they sell Limerim, doesn't prove to you you can do a first beer on Shabbos. But the Ritva apparently held like the Ri. He had no choice. If you hold the Ritva, does hold like the Ri on Hayamid days. Unless you toss, so he had no choice. If the Damu Tzarech is to see if she's a Psula, we must be talking about the Yerushaina. So therefore, you have a Mshabi Yerushaina. At any rate, the Gemara answers, Amarav Aloy Levar Mishabbos. Ay, Amalei Abayha, Admasai Shabbos Abalei Lestatani. So Abay is right. Amarav Akishabal. Ikshabal Makamashmala. Kamashmala, the Shari Lamilbo Bishabbos, Kishamal, the Mishmol Pertsa, the Chukka, Mutli Kodesh, but Bishabbos, Apple Bishamesh, it's right. Even though he did a Bia Gemara, there's a possibility he's going to rip out still a little bit of Psulim that are still there. The Chiddush is that that's Mutta. Why is it Mutta Taka? Rashi says, Misfeik Olay Asriyam Amay. Seems to be of a distant Safik, so therefore we don't pass. Okay, as a matter of Halacha, we pass Gindam Psulim as Tameh. And no, it's not like this Mishnah, because we pass like the Mishnah Achrayna, which is the Takana Samei Roim, Dam Besulim is Tameh, there is a Machlaikis, why? Why is Dam Besulim, why is a woman who has Dam Besulim Tameh? That's the reason why. So there are two explanations. One explanation, which says in the Eshkel, is that with Chayshish, that with the Dam Besulim, there's also Dam Nida, because of something called Dam Chimud. That's how I understood that sometimes because of a Chimud, because of excitement, the woman is caused, has Dam Nida. So therefore, by every Biyar Yishayna, when there's Dam Besulim, the Chayshish that there's Dam Chimud mixed in, so to speak, in, with the Dam Besulim. That's the sheet of the Ashkel. Levush says, no, not because of Chayshish there's Dam Nida. It's a gzeira dam besulim otu dam nida. It's a gzeira drabana that if you're going to be mekel on dam besulim, she'll make a mistake. She'll be mekel on dam nida as well. It's a gzeira. We tell women no matter what, the fill a rayat if it's dam kechargel, no matter what dam comes out your tummy, she should know. No matter what she bleeds from, she's tummy no matter what. It's a gzeira dam besulim otu dam nida. What? What only happens once? So why should she make such a gezeira? What happens to a person once in their lifetime? You're right, because I'm not saying it's the whole story. Dam Besulim is only one of the many types of dam that we have such a minig about. In other words, our minig is, the way we know is that any dam, in other words, it's really not just dam besulim that we're geizer. We're geizer dam nida to dam zava as well. Right? A woman needs shiva nikiyim no matter what, even though a nida doesn't need shiva nikiyim, nida just needs 7 days. Basically, the point is that we're geizer on any dam that comes for whatever reason, atu dam nida. That's the second explanation, right? A mak only is moves the glossy down, then we make one. The nafkamina between the two reasons would be what happens if in the Biri Shaina there is no dam. How does he have a woman who in the Biri Shaina there's no dam, which is Shfiach? The Gemara says later, a woman as she gets older, Shfiach is no dam in the Biri Shaina. If you chayshish for dam chimud, so then she's still tummy. Because we're chayshish that there was some dam that we didn't see. It's a gzera to be chayshish for dam chimud. If it's a gzera, dam besulim atu dam nida, then it doesn't make sense to be mach. So this is actually a machlekes rishayim. If there's a beer rishayim without dam, you're confused. Well, it's
around. Why is there no dam? Why would you be chayshish for
dam chimud? According to the first reason, if a chayshish is dam chimud, so if there's dam besulim, why should I be chayshish is dam chimud?
I can be chayish.
That there's other dam
mixed into it,
combined. Okay, there were chayish for dam chimud. If there's a small amount of dam, it would become, it would not be noticeable. Lashon chazachi for chayshin hashem achifal zera. L'maisa the zera nabari. I'm a chayish that it became diluted in the zera that didn't come out yet. So if it's of dam chimud, we're machmir. If it's of dam nida, dam sov atu dam nida, we'd be mekel. So machleikus taka, the Rosh brings two shitas. We pass him a hachmir. We know it's a hachmir, even if we don't see any dam in the Be'er Rishayna, a woman is chayshish that there's dam. Which means that we pass in the reason of dam chimud. And we pass in that we're chayshish for dam chimud. It's an interesting thing. We're only chayshish for dam chimud by a besulim. A woman in a second marriage, it could be a second marriage, it's not the same chimud as a first marriage. But in a second marriage, you're not chayshish for dam chimud. It's only the first beer by a besulim of chayshish that says dam chimud. The machlokes ha-paiskim, if a woman has her besulim removed by a doctor, for whatever medical reason, if there's a din of dam nida on those, on that dam. Machlokes ha-paiskim. And I would imagine that it should be totally in these two reasons. Imagine if it's off dam chimud, so it's removed by a doctor, there's no chimud. If it's gzeira dam besulim atu dam nida, so then that any dam she has to be, maybe it could be that that shayla is also falling in these two sides. Okay, let's move on in the Gemara. Masiv Rabbi Yosef. This is a hard Gemara. Taich is not hard, but Sfara is very difficult in this next Gemara. So let's see. Chas and part of the creation of Alayla, we showed at Masai Shabbos. Imloyasa Maisi. So we have this din that a chassan doesn't have to say Kriya Shema the first night, or the second or third night, if lo yasa ma'aseh, if he wasn't by it. Now, first of all, today we're noyig the chassanim say Kriya Shema, because we don't have that much kavanah in the first place, that the tirda of a chassan will be ma'akev on his kavanah. Adarabah, it seems to me, when you see a chassan davening, he has more kavanah than he has the rest of the year. So we're not like Kriya Shema, but the Ikar Adin is the Chos Apatim Shabbai Lushan Amot Say Shabbos in Lo Yasa Ma'is in my life. The Torah the Bible on the middle. So this is a raya to which said that you're allowed to be Bayal on Shabbos. He's Torah because he could be Bayal. Okay, we're going to tutzad him. Now we're going that he could be Bayal on Shabbos. And why is he Torah? What type of Tirda? A tirda that he knows he has to do a bia, so he's tarid. Amle abaya loy, the tarid the loy ball. What does that mean, tarid the loy ball? He's tarid the loy ball. He's mitzar on what? What is Rashi saying? Mitzar shaloy ball. Look at the Dibur HaMaskil of Rashi. The tarid the loy ball. Is that the same as our Gemara? Huh? Same? The Torah, the Loi Baal. What does our Gemara say? Amalei Abaya, the Torah, the Loi Baal. What's the difference? The Yud. The Matria. Baal is past tense. The Torah, the Loi Baal is Rashi. The Loi Baal means that he can't be Baal. Seems to be two different gear sides. Our gear in Rashi, the Torah, the Loi Baal, Mitztarish Loi Baal is Lashon Ava. So what's bothering the Chassid? He's married already a couple of days. And for whatever reason, he wasn't able to be Baal's wife. So he's all, I don't know, all what? The star, he's in pain. It bothers him. It bothers him that he wasn't Baal yet. Our girsa is the Torah, the Loi Baal. The Loi Baal, and you'll see in Tysus, Dibur HaMaskil Baha. You see the last two lines of that Tysus? The Loi Matzi Baal, Chashiv Tirda, the Mitzvah. Given shetarid b'mashe ene yachal lasis mitzvah. See, Tosis is different than Rashi. Tosis goes with argues. Tosis says he's a mitzvah because he Chazal said you can't be Baal on Shabbos. It bothers him. He wants to do the mitzvah, the bias mitzvah, and he can't. So Tosis says it means he's Torah that he can't do a bia now. And Rashi says he's mitzar because he couldn't do a bia the last 2 days. He didn't do it yet. Very fine difference. But Rashi is Lashon Avar, the Torah delay Baal. And Taisvis is Belashin Haiva. The Torah delay Baal. It bothers him that right now he can't do a mitzvah. So we have to bear this in mind, because in the Shita Mukubetzes it points out that the Samach like is Rashi and Taisvis. And we'll see the Gemara. We'll try to figure out who's more mistaken.
Rashi said that he said that those days didn't do it for a while, because now he can't do it.
Star shall I buy? The bothers him that he didn't do it the last night.
Right,
he can do it tonight. We're going out. Like Abaya is going, that you're not allowed to be buying on Shabbat. Look, can't be buying. The Torah delay. He's upset about tonight also. Why is he upset? Because it's Shabbos? Why would it upset him? He can't do a beer. I mean, he can't do a beer. Tonight he should have done a beer and he messed up. He wasn't able to. So he bothers him. And Shabbos, it bothers him also.
It bothers him that past tonight you couldn't, and now we can. All
right, I'd like to get to the bottom of it. Let's just bear in mind so far. Machlokes Rashi and Taisvis. We'll try to understand the Svara, but we have to see what they say first. We're going to have your Rava and Abaya. This is a new thing. That's because you're Torah, you're part of the mitzvah. I mean, you never heard this before. So you're Torah, because you're all confused. You know, you're part of the mitzvah. Rashi calls it Isaac for mitzvah. Now let's see. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara will define it, and then we'll try to understand. Amalei Rava, umishum tirda potter? Because he's confused. He's, I don't know what the word is. Tirda. What is tirda? Not confused. He knows what happened. He's busy. He's busy. But he's not busy. The ship sinks. He's not busy. He's just consumed. He's discombobulated. His head's not in it. He's. We don't know what it means. Even if I don't know what the word. What's the word for tirda? Should they have the art scroll? Preoccupied. This isn't the art scroll. All right. Mishum tirda, we'll call it tirda, because he's tirda. He's part elamiata. He lost all his money. His boat sank in the ocean, and there's no insurance. Then hachinami the potter. Chitay machinami. Hamar Rabbah Amar Rav Amar Rav Avu Chayiv B'chol Mitzvah Moras B'Tayra. Let's bring that filling. Shnema Bamper. So it can't be. All right. So we have Rava. What does Rava say? Tirda is not a ptur. Tirda is not a ptur from Kriya Shema, like Rava. Because if it will be a ptur, then an oval should be part of a mitzvah, and a tavis and a yam should be part of. So how does Rava learn? Why does it mean chasim part of a Kriya Shema? What does it mean according to Rava Shita, chasim part of a Kriya Shema? When? Because if Rava learns, he's going to do a bia tonight, on Shabbos. Rava says, you'll have to be bail on Shabbos. He's going to do a bia. So being that he's going to do a bia, so he's tarot, and he's off the hook. He doesn't have to do a mitzvah. I would tell him, so don't be tarot, say Kriya Shema. So Rashi says, I should be mitzvah, put him in a mitzvah. That means being tarot to do a mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. You hear that? According to Rava, you have to say Rava, you have to say Abaya. First, Rava. There are two pshatim in chasim patim and kriya shema. Rava's pshat is the easier one. It's also not easy. Why is the chasim patim from kriya shema? Explain to me. Because he's all, whatever you call it, because he's preoccupied, because tonight he's got to do his bia the first time, and his mind is on him, he's all out, so he can't have kavana. So why is that part to him? Why is that a ptor? Oisit b'mitzvah. Now, if he's all preoccupied, so he just lost, he's a millionaire and he lost all his money. So he also says, I'm all preoccupied, I can't like Kriya Shema. So what do we tell him? Tell him you're from a Yid, so you lost all your money, we feel bad for you, but part of being from is that you have to put that aside and like Kriya Shema. That's part of Har Sinai, is that even though you're all confused and depressed and everything, but it comes time to like Kriya Shema, you put that on the side and you like Kriya Shema. Right? That's what we tell him. Right, Tavis Yasabiya. Why, when he has to do a bia tonight, he's a chassan, why don't we tell him the same thing? Look, you're from Iyid. We know that you're preoccupied, we're sympathetic, But right now, you have to, it doesn't pay to think about it so much. Does it make sense? It doesn't pay. Right? So put it aside and say Kriya Shema. Say no. No. Oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Tremendous Kiddush. That means that to be Torah, to do a mitzvah, is part of the mitzvah. Incredible. Yeah, Kiddush. If you're all Torah because you're all concerned you have to do a mitzvah, you're off the hook for a mitzvah. Oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Part of the mitzvah is to be Torah. That's Rava's Kiddush. Very big Kiddush. Everybody agree with me? It's a big someone can explain it. What? You have to get into the right mindset to do it right. So, you have to get into the mindset to do it properly. Because that mitzvah means constructive. You're saying, yes, the thing about it is constructive. If the taka makes more sense, if it's a constructive thing to be thinking about a lot. If it's not constructive, so why are we going to pat it? So maybe rather means it's constructive. It's a good thing. Okay. That's rather. Not for now. Abaya comes along. Abaya says, no. Now you're going to have to help figure out Abaya. What does Abaya say? It's Shabbos. He's not going to be Baal. He's Torah in what? So we have Machlex Rashi and Taisus. Each one is saying why he's Potter from Kriya Shema. Zakt Rashi, no, why he's Potter from Kriya Shema? He's upset that he wasn't Baal the last 2 nights. He's very unhappy about it. He's Torah turned to the mitzvah. That's a Torah. You know what she says? He's upset that he wasn't boiled the last 2 nights, and that's a Torah. Why can someone explain to me this Torah?
That's the first night.
What?
That was the first night. Can't say that he was upset about
the first and second night. He's zichah pata because then he could be boiled. He's thinking about being boiled.
So
that's the Torah to do it right, like Rava said. On Shabbos, Abaye says, I have a new Torah. The p'tur is that he's all upset he didn't do it the last couple of nights, and being that he's all upset, so we're going to pat him tonight for Kriya Shema, he's Torah turned to the mitzvah. Yeah. If it's both things, we tell him, look, put those thoughts aside and say Shema. But if he's Torah because he's upset he didn't do it the last 2 nights, we don't tell him, put your thoughts aside. We say, okay, your problem.
This is something when you think about being a night. Well, I would take to consider a couple of years here. Married 2 days ago, don't pick.
No. Guy loses all. You know what both things means? Today, we're not used to it. We have banks and we have. You know, the Rambam sat and learned. He had a brother who supported him. He was in his late 30s. The Rambam sat and learned. Everyone thinks the Rambam was a doctor because he went to medical school. The Rambam sat and learned. He had a brother who was a rich brother that supported him. And one day, his brother went out with his $1 million. So he was an importer. He went to, he traveled to Europe and he bought merchandise and came back and he sold it. So one day his boat sank. And suddenly the Rambam had no more parnasa. And he had a bunch of assignments from his brother also. He had no parnasa. He started practicing medicine. He became the famous Rambam of Yiddah. His life changed because his boat sank. Everything changed. He was being supported. He was sitting and learning. Suddenly he was stuck. The boat sinking was everything. So this is like a guy's got all his money in the market, and suddenly like the market crashes. So he's tired. Yeah, he's tired. He thinks about it all day. So he's thinking about it all day. So not we tell him, look, we feel bad for you, but it's time to say Kriya Shema. And nobody argues. If you're tired in Gashmistika things, you put it aside. But if you're tired in a mitzvah, we say no. If you're tired in a mitzvah, you have a p'tor. So this is definitely a big chiddush. I'm not going to make it any better. It's not going to get better than this. The Gemara is saying a chiddush that if you're Torah in a mitzvah, you're potter from. You can't call him Isaac the mitzvah. He's not Isaac the mitzvah. It's the past. He's upset that he wasn't by the last few days. Off the hook. Tysus learns. Tysus and Tysus, if you're just upset about the past, that's not a potter. He's upset because he knows tonight he wants to be able to do a bias mitzvah, and he can't. He's upset that he can't do it tonight. So being as upset he can't do it tonight, that's the p'tor. They're the chiddush. So the p'tor is that he knows he can't do a mitzvah tonight. So which is more mistaver, like Rashi, like Tosfos? That you're upset, they should be putter for mitzvahs. Either way, it's not that's a chiddush. But What's more mustavi? You should be part of because you're upset about the past? Because you're upset about right now? From all mitzvahs that require kavanah. In other words, he has to eat the Shabbos, he has to eat Lacha Mishnah. He's going to eat, so he has Lacha Mishnah. Maybe like Rashi, if he's so tired he can't eat, maybe you're not going to have to be part of everything. I don't know. But certainly from mitzvah that needs kavanah. Yes? Why, according to Abaya, the first night that he got married, he could be boiled that night. So Tirdi is like Rava said. He wants to do it right. So he's thinking about it. So I can understand. So I see the mitzvah, part of the mitzvah.
According to Abaya, what you
the third night, that's right. According to Abaya, on Shabbos, he can't be boiled. And you're still potter. Why are you potter? Because you have a Tirda, the Leibal or the Leibal. What? Matzah Shabbos. It's more mitzvah. So Isaac permits a part of the mitzvah. Matzah Shabbos. On Friday night, he's not a Leil Shabbos. He's not a Isaac permitzvah, and still he has a Torah because he's all Torah. So what's more pasha like Rashi like Tosis? All right, so how do I know Abaya is saying, because he puts it, if you look in Taisus, Amar Ababa, Abul Chai B'chol HaMitzvahs, Abaya saw that, the Tirda, the Lekha Mitzvah, Klal Mechayim, Abul Tirda, the Loi Matzi Baal, Chasha Tirda, the Mitzvah, Kimi Shatar, B'mashi Yachalasi's Mitzvah. So Taisus says, Abaya is also Maida, that is not a Tirda, the Mitzvah.
So how do we have to Zemar and what about the person who
loses his... No, he's answering Rava's Kasha. That was Rava's Kasha. Taisus is just explaining how Abaya would answer Rava's Kasha. Right, Rava is the Kasha, Abaya is the answer. No one says that. If I say 24 hours early is not an excuse, to spend the day before he gets married, he should put to a Kriya Shema, because the next night he's going to have to be blind. No one says the chazan's part of the way gets it. The second night he is, because he's upset that he didn't do it yet. But once he did it, he's not upset. So the Rivash brought down in the Shita, Shem the Rivash says, that Rashi didn't learn like Tosfos. Why says Tosfos is more mistake? Rashi needs a parrot. More mistake is upset he can't do it tonight. Right away, Tosfos, he had a shverika. So, every Shabbos, listen to this kasha, every Shabbos you should be part of from Leini Kriya Shema because you're upset that you can't do a mitzvah tomorrow. Every Shabbos, if Tosfos is right, you're upset you can't do a mitzvah. Is a p'tur from Kriya Shema. So Zokta Rivash, every Shabbos, you should be part of a Kriya Shema because you can't do mitzvah tefillin on Shabbos. You hear the kasha? Do you hear what the Rivash says? Right. I'll tell you what the Rivash says. Rivash says that Taisis, Rashi wanted to like Taisis knows you're upset you can't do the mitzvah today, so every Shabbos you can't put on tefillin. Every Shabbos you can't put on tefillin.
Is the
original mitzvah? So that's why the Rivash doesn't make so much sense. That's what you're all saying. Now, what's the Rivash talking about? On Shabbos you're upset you're not doing tefillin? There's no mitzvah tefillin on Shabbos. No mitzvah tefillin on Shabbos. Not that you have a mitzvah and you're in a circumstance where you're potter. Rivash is a pelon. Rivash says, Rashi, when like Tais says, because if you're worried about today, he's a psor. Every Shabbos you should be worried you're not putting on tefillin. The answer is, it's not shver, because on Shabbos, you don't have tzar, you know, anybody has tzar, they don't put on tefillin on Shabbos. You put them on tefillin, so you don't put on tefillin. There's mechlam on mitzvah, with the Torah. There's no mitzvah tefillin on Shabbos.
Rashi Volker,
there's no mitzvah at all. Lenin's
mitzvah
is still, not Rivash is asking Taisus, says you're mitzvah about today is a p'tor, so on Shabbos you're not wearing stones. The Rishash says it a little differently. The Rishash comes to explain also why did Rashi learn like Taisus. So what he says is that if so, an aval on the first day should be part of a Kriya Shema, because the aval can't put on tefillin. An aval doesn't put on tefillin, Yamishin. Sorry, why doesn't he have tzar? He's mechuyavin tefillin. So why is he part of a Kriya Shema on the first day? Because Yishev Tzar is not wearing tefillin. That's why Rashi held that the fact you can't do it today is not a p'tor. That's what Rashi learned, it's Lashon Hara. Hakaponim, it's a machlokes Rashi and Taisis. Now, here, it gets a little confused, it gets a little difficult. We have this chiddush, a very big chiddush in Asavya, that tirda of Rishos is not a p'tor. But tirda of mitzvah is a p'tor. Like Rava, we understand. Like Abaya, even like Rashi Taisis, the fact that you're having pain, which is a waste of time. You know, a waste of time to have pain that you didn't do a mitzvah yesterday. It's not constructive. If I say yes, if you didn't do a mitzvah, you should have pain. Tzar is also a mitzvah. If you didn't do a mitzvah yesterday, you know, somebody overslept davening. Yeah, it's Bashar. No, don't do that. You're supposed to have tzar for at least one day, at least 24 hours. You're supposed to have tzar that you missed the mitzvah. And that's tzar the mitzvah. So I can understand that value. Abaye is saying, if you're both sank, we tell you, stop having tzar, and say Kriya Shema. If you didn't do a mitzvah, we don't tell you you're an Erlich Yid, and stop having tzar. An Erlich Yid should have tzar. Very good. Chiddush is good. But now, what about an oval? Avelus. The Gemara says, oval chayu b'chol mitzvah, mitzvah chutz min tefillin. The oval has tzar the mitzvah. An oval also has tzar. Is that tzar of a mitzvah or tzar of a rishus, the pain that an oval has? It's rishus. An oval having pain is a rishus or it's part of his mitzvah? So Rashi says why? Loidami la'oval, the Torah tir de rishus. She'ein tzar a mitzvah, apa pishavi usay mitzvah. Yeah? Ein tzar a mitzvah. It means an oval is supposed to be ba'aveilus and not the tzar.
There's no obligation there.
No, there's no, well, there's no obligation. It's not even a mitzvah. It's not even a benefit. No kiyah.
A normal person would be tzar.
That's what it shows. It was a tzar. His relative died. He misses him. He feels bad. Yeah. But that's what it says here. That says in Rashi. The tzar of aveilus is not a mitzvah. Yep. That's what it says. I don't know if they change that. For Moshe has a tshuva. It's in Chelakei of Arachayim, Siman Lamed Zayin, Oisbeis. He quotes from the Sefer Yira Kodesh VaMikdash, written by Rav Tukatsinsky. Yira Kodesh VaMikdash, the halachas after Yerushalayim. He quotes from him that he holds it's a mitzvah for an oval to feel tzar. You know, no, it's a mitzvah, it's part of the mitzvah of Avelos, it's a field tzar. How do I know? So the Erech HaKadosh Avinu says, because the halacha is, the Gemara says, that a cotton is potter from Avelos, and nevertheless, it's chayiv b'kriya. If there's a cotton in the house, even a 12-year-old, is potter from Avelos. No chinuch from Avelos. But kriya, ripping a beggar, is chayiv. Rashi says why. Actually, the Gemara says why. Mimnei agmas nefesh. Mimnei agmas nefesh, not Rashi, that others should see and cry. Others should see when you see a nebuch, a cotton, the rice is kriya, it makes a person cry. So Rashi says that the reason mikarin lakotten, we rip the beggar of a cotton, is that others should see and cry. Zot, the Erekadish Vamigdash. That's a raya avelu, that it's a mitzvah to feel tzar. Because we're doing things to make people feel tzar. So we see that it's a mitzvah to feel tzar. That's the sheet of the occasion. Rav Maisha disagrees. Rav Maisha says, Rashi says in Ksubis, Davav, that there's no mitzvah to feel tzar. Perish Rashi. So therefore, there is no mitzvah to feel tzar. Avelu, some things you do. Ay, what about Nikara Lakav? Why do we rip for a cup? Such a Maisha. Chazal say that it's a mitzvah to be Baicha Umis Abel al Adam Kasha. If an Adam Kasha dies, it's a mitzvah for everybody to be Baicha Umis Abel al Adam Kasha. Everybody's supposed to feel Bechia and Avelis. So why do we rip the beged of a cotton? So other people should cry, because Bechia is a mitzvah. So tzar is not a mitzvah, and Bechia, crying, is a mitzvah. That's what Ramesh says. Can I explain? Yeah, there's a crying and feeling sad.
Why are you crying?
What's the difference between crying and feeling sad? Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you.
Crying is after the sad.
Crying, well, it comes to sad. Crying lets it vents the sad. Is it crying? Is crying the same thing as sad? It heals sad, but it comes from sad.
Doesn't really need a
mitzvah.
You're supposed to
cry, right? Chia. Doesn't really need a mitzvah.
There's a mitzvah, but
there's no mitzvah to feel
tzar. No,
the
chia. Tzar is a natural thing. It doesn't
have to be like a
mandatory. Tzar.
Tzar
is a natural thing.
Yeah, but first could be ma'ira's feelings, or just the process feelings. Is there a mitzvah to be ma'ira feeling of tzar? I don't know, it's a hard thing, you know. When people die, so we're human, we have emotions, we feel certain things. So we understand that. But from a Tayyidika standpoint, it's something I've never fully understood, exactly what we're supposed to feel when someone dies. Assuming it's just a question of what the Tayyidika wants from us. What feelings are people supposed to have when a Karev dies? Well, what feelings? Like, sadness and sorrow are two different things? Sadness is not sad, it's not a sad person, it's a sad.
He said,
so sad you don't feel, and sadness you don't feel. I don't know, I find it very hard. I find it very difficult. But that's what our Gemara is saying. No? These are supposed to fake it out then. Supposed to fake it out. The Rambam says he's supposed to cry on a Karev's death, so he shouldn't look like he's an Arzar, like he's this a not caring person. What does that mean? Deep down, he cares, but what?
Deep down, he is an
Arzar. Deep down, he is an Arzar, but Rambam doesn't say he shouldn't be an Arzar, so he shouldn't act
look
like
an Arzar.
No, it's a very hard thing. I mean, it's a difficult. It's a really very difficult question. And this Gemara is answering it. It's telling us that you're not supposed to feel tzar, but avelus, yes. So there's some line between tzar and avelus, which I find very hard to define. I mean, it's nothing to do with feelings. There's nothing to do with feelings. I understand. But Ramesh is saying, okay, Ramesh is saying, b'chia and not tzar. B'chia is certainly an emotional thing. The person can't just decide to cry. Still about the Yavel. No, he brings his rise from this Rashi. He's talking about everybody. Ramesh says there's no mitzvah to feel tzar here. You rip on a cotton, so their other relatives feel the fear and crying and tzar. What is tzar? I'm not sure how to define tzar. Not when I feel it, I know what it is. But there are a lot of different types of tzar. You know, sometimes you step on a nail. That's one kind of tzar. Some of these are agamas nefesh. That's a different type of tzar. I know there are a lot of different kinds of tzar. But our Gemara is telling us tzar is not a mitzvah of avelus. And let me tell you at least the nafkamina for all this. Ramesh's nafkamina, the tshuva, is about someone who goes to the Kaisel the first time Friday afternoon. That's what the tshuva is about. Someone goes the first time Friday afternoon to the Kaisel. The first time, he hasn't been there 30 days. So he has to rise Kriya when you go to the Kaisel the first time, or any time you want to be there for 30 days. So the Yer HaKadosh HaMikdash brings that there is a minhag Yerushalayim that the first time you're going is Friday afternoon, you don't rip Kriya. first time you're going is a Friday afternoon, you don't rise Kriya. You don't rise Kriya. Why not? Why not? So you sell and right before Shabbos you don't want to be in a state of tzar. So Ramesha disagrees with this minhag. He says, first of all, an oval certainly rises Kriya Friday afternoon. It's not shriach that we have Levayas Friday afternoon, but if you do, so an oval certainly rises Kriya. And secondly, he says, who said anything about tzar? An oval is not that tzar and an oval. We don't rise Kriya so people should feel tzar. Rise Kriya to be mired in these feelings of Bechiya and Avelus, and not tzar. So Ramesha, even if Mesupik, if this minhag has a din minhag Yisrael, says even a minig without a makar, if it makes sense, as a din minig. Ramesha says he doesn't understand that it makes sense. Ramesha says two things. Says, first of all, if you go Friday afternoon, Ramesha says you should rise Kriya. And second of all, he says anyway, if you go Friday afternoon, you don't rise. So when you go next week on Sunday or Monday, you still have to rip. Because you didn't rip the first time, you rip the second time. Which is also not the minhag in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim seems to be not that way. So be that as it may, what do we have from our sugya? From our sugya, this is really a hashkafa gemara, more than a halacha gemara. Because a yid is supposed to control his feelings also, to the degree that you can. So our gemara tells us that if you're very upset because of a financial tragedy that happened, so you're obligated to get a hold of yourself. That's all about that. Is when you have problems, you got to get a hold of yourself. If you're upset about a mitzvah, so then you don't have to get a hold of yourself. You could lose control. So upset that you lose control. That's the way people are. You know, people get very upset and they start crying. So get a hold of yourself. So if it's money, it's just money. Lay a lane or someone's house burned down. So get a hold of yourself. But if you missed the mitzvah yesterday, the eldest blood shachris, the eldest blood my Kriya Shema, so then you don't say get a hold of yourself. Then you could be all to brachin about it, and that's normal. That's an interesting thing, no? Now you think about, and which mitzvah is our Gemara talking about? Missing Kriya Shema is worse than this. Because missing Kriya Shema, you have a chiyuv to say Kriya Shema every day. Here, you have to do a B'yas mitzvah. So you didn't do the B'yas mitzvah Wednesday night, so do it next week. So, not a Kriya Shema that others money but for Kabbalah. So make me got married a week later. So you did the B'yas mitzvah a week later. And yet, that cured is a p'tor. Oh, you're not supposed to. I'm just saying it's Eina Daima. You can't compare a person who misses Kriya Shema to a person who does the Bia a few days later. Alright, in the Lomdis, there's a Chakira. If the Ptur of an Oval from wearing tefillin, if it's an Avelus Dikadin, that an Oval doesn't put on stones, or if it's a tefillin Dikadin, that it's not proper for an Oval to wear tefillin. This din that the Gemara brings, Avul Chai B'chol Mitzvah Chutz Min HaTefillin, Shenema Behem Pe'er, there are two ways to learn. You can learn it's a din in Hilchas Aveilus, that an Avul doesn't wear tefillin, like many other things of Hilchas Aveilus. Or you could learn that it's a din in Hilchas Tefillin, that it's inappropriate to wear tefillin if you're an Avul. That's Gemina. Would be, what happens if you have a case of a suffix? So suffix, Avelos is, everybody learned, suffix in Nilchus Avelos is always L'kula. Suffix in Nilchus Tefillin is always L'chumra, the rest. So is it a din in Nilchus Tefillin or a din in Nilchus Avelos? Which one? So we should look in the Rambam, we should go to the Rambam and see if he brings it down in Nilchus Tefillin or Nilchus Avelos. So where does the Rambam bring it? If you look at the little bays on the side of the Gemara, it says Perek Dalam Milchus Tefillin Halacha Yud Gimel, or Perek Dalam Milchus Aveilus Halacha Tes. Both. Why does Rambam bother bringing it two times? I don't know. But the Rambam says it twice. Shulchan Aruch, it's Milchus Tefillin Halachas Aveilus. Arachayim Simulam Et Ches V'Yeredeya Simishim Peches. Both. So if you look in Rashi, our Rashi seems to say that it's a din in Hilchus Tefillin. Rashi shenema behem peir, peir chachavah shalecha, v'avu v'ulu v'afar karnai v'raishai, ein ze peir letfilin. See, Rashi doesn't say that an oval shouldn't be wearing tefillin. Says it's not covered for tefillin that a oval should be putting on tefillin. Tefillin are a crown. They're a beged shel kavod, a taras hamelah. So it's not proper for an oval to be wearing tefillin. It's a tefillin dikin din that ain't a pair of tefillin. That's what Rashi here seems to say. Rashi in Sukkah, Daf Kofei, where the Gemara is brought down also, he said, Rashi there says that an oval shouldn't put on tefillin because he's marek ilu ain't a oval. Certain dini avelu because he looks like he's not an oval. He's not on tefillin. Big thing to put on tefillin. So it appears to be a stira between Rashi in our sugya and Rashi in Sukkah. So it's a din in hilchas tefillin or it's a din in hilchas avelu. It's a big nafkamina if a person is a chalamayid, if a person buries, like a lane who buries a karev a chalamayid, he's an oval yang rishayin a chalamayid. And let's say his minig is to put on tefillin. Many people don't put on tefillin chalamayid anyway. His minig is to put on tefillin chalamayid. And now he's an oval yang rishayin a chalamayid. Does he put on tefillin? If you learn it's a din in Hilchas Avelos, what would be a din in Hilchas Avelos? There's no Avelos on Chalamayim. Then he would put on tefillin. But Shehekan, if you learn it's a din in Hilchas Tefillin, that a person who's in Tzar shouldn't, in this level of Tzar, Yamisha shouldn't put on tefillin. He shouldn't put on tefillin, the Tzar he has. And in fact, in the Ramaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down two shittas, and Simon Lamed Ches, to cut into Zayin, he doesn't pass them. He says the Mishnah Berurah himself is the Supik Lehalacha, these two tzadim. If it's an Avelus Dikadim, or if it's a Chalamayi Dikadim. Chalamayi,
there's no Avelus. Who cares if it's an entire Chalamayi is put on Tzadim? There's no Avelus now.
But if it's not an Avelus Dikadim, if it's a Din Tzillin, So now there's a din in tefillin that somebody who has mu'ulo bafakarna, somebody who has this level of pain of burying a car that day, he's patim, he's not patim, he's not allowed to wear tefillin.
But there's no
tefillin. But there's nothing to do with avelus, that's to do with the tsar.
He's not putting on tefillin because he's tsar is an avel, but there's no avelus that day, too, just on tefillin. Who cares if he's emotionally upset?
But that's well. What's the difference between an oval and that? The reason he doesn't wear tefillin is because
now
he's going
to put it
through
emotional thing. Yeah,
because he's down. He's very down. It's not because he physically has offer to wash it off. I mean, there's no place to walk around with offer. It's just meant symbolically. The Derech Moshe, Mulav Afakana. You see somebody whose head is his head is in his oven. Okay, there's a double mervava in Yeridei Simin Shin Peches on this din. It's short, it's on the side, so you should look it up. And this Hashem, I'll tell you what he says tomorrow. Unfortunately, people are Avelim, and therefore, the double mervava is on the side of the page in Yeridei Simin Shin Peches. Who wrote the double mervava? Yehuda, which is the sponsoring team at the time. This is a show tomorrow. I hope to get as far down as we can.